get you down or drive your spirit to the ground. Mount up with wings, oh little eagle, and fly. Can you testify that this morning? Oh, spread your wings, little eagle, and fly. You weren't born for the valley. You were born for the sky. Don't let your trials get you down or drive your spirit to the ground. Mount up with wings, little eagle, and fly. Let's all stand and just worship him. Oh, spread your wings. Just lift your wings this morning and invite him in. Eagle and fly. Oh, you weren't born for the valley. You were born for the sky. Don't let your trials get you down or drive your spirit to the ground. Mount up your wings, little eagle, and fly. Amen. I tell you, that's a key within itself. Whenever we go through trials or the devil tries to get us down, we just lift up our wings and start praising him. Amen. Just confess it through. Confess his word. Greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. It's good to see the Durettes back with us. We're happy that they had a safe trip and they're back with us to worship with us. And let's just sing that once more as Brother Terrence comes this morning for a prayer request. Oh, spread your wings, little eagle, and fly. You weren't born for the valley. Oh, you were born for the sky. Don't let the trials get you down or drive your spirit to the ground. So mount up with wings, oh little eagle, and fly.
Amen. Good morning. Glad to see one with us. Like Brother Joe said, glad to have the Durettes back with us. Thank the Lord for taking care of them. It looks like you put on a little weight, though. Well, I'm telling you. Why don't you get rid of that, my brother? Benches only hold so much, so let's kind of keep it down. Remember that. Sister Gwen, let's see. Yeah, Joe's not up here. I guess they're not listening in, but remember they're having a surprise birthday party for Joe Silas. He'll be 75, which is March the 30th, 4 o'clock, Cool Springs Baptist Church. If you're going, let Amy or Gwen know. It's a surprise now, so don't let Brother Joe know. That's why we're announcing it, why he's not up here. So remember that. A brother sent in a request that's saying that he's for financial breakthrough. He lost his job. He needs a job. So just the brother, we know that I don't see his name on here, but the Lord knows who it is. So just remember that. Remember all of our jobs and things that we go through. Just remember that. Also, Brother Darty had eye surgery this week, and he's not doing too well, so he can't come today. Brother Collie, they called and said his blood pressure is low, and he couldn't drive today. So, well, Collie's been driving Brother Darty and him, so that I assume that's why they, none of, and Sister Johnny, that's why they're not here. So just remember that. Also, Brother Donnie gave one that says, asking prayer for Greg Chestnut. He has lung cancer, lifelong friend of Brother Donnie. So just remember that as we pray. I know we all have unspoken requests this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for letting us come out this morning. Lord, be with the ones that are still traveling on the highways or maybe, Lord, at home sick. I know little Zach had to go back home sick, so remember him. Remember all the requests that was mentioned. The brother that needs a job, Lord, come down and bless him and bless all of our jobs, Lord. Just be with the ones that we've asked prayer for, Lord. Just Brother Darty and Sister Johnny and Brother Collie, Lord. Just be with them and help them and bless them. Be with us the rest of the service. Give Dad strength that we listen to what's being said this morning. Most of all, Lord, you forgive us for all of our sins. And we love you for you many blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You be seated.
Only believe. Only believe. For all things are possible. Only believe. If you will only believe, I bless your name, I bless your name, I give you honor, I give you praise. Bless your name, I bless your name, I give you honor, I give you all my praise, you are the life, oh the truth, the way. Bless your name, Lord, I bless your name. Let's just bless him this morning. Oh, I bless your name, I bless your name, I give you honor, I give you praise. Your name, I bless your name. This is the evening time, it's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to. And all things are ready now. The bridegroom I hear. For he that has an ear to hear, the evening time is here. Oh, this is the evening time. It's later than you think, for the bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet, and all things are ready now. The bridegroom I hear, for he that has an ear to hear. The evening time is here. Amen. Brother Mark, would you come this morning and receive the tithes and offering? Amen. If you have the spiral songbook near you, let's turn to page 28. The truth, the life, and the way, and we want our way to be filled with His love. Amen. Let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way Thou hast gone, leading straight to the land above. Oh, give and cheer everywhere to the sad and the lone. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, fill my way day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, oh, let me go all a while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love, and keep me close to the side of my Savior and God. Let me never in darkness roam, and keep my path free from wrath and my soul satisfied. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, fill my way every day with your love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, and let me go all a while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Soon the race will be o'er, and I'll travel no more, but abide in my home above. Oh, let me sing, blessed King, all the way to the shore. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, let me go all a while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day. Let's sing that first verse again. Let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way Thou hast gone, leading straight to the land above. Oh, give and cheer everywhere to the sad and the lone. Fill my way every day with love. Fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, let me go all a while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, oh, let me go all a while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Amen. I tell you, if you ever get down, just start singing and a smile will come to your face. Amen. Just start praising Him. Let's sing that chorus once more as we stand. Brother Donnie comes this morning for our responsive reading. Fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, let me go all a while with a song. Bless you. Oh, fill my way every day.
this morning, Brad? Amen. That's right. Amen. Good day. Good day. Any day, come here is a good day. See all my family members. I love that. Surprised y'all this morning, me being here instead of Brother Collie, huh? It's good to see you again, Brother Durrett, and his family made it back here. And this morning we're going to read in Thessalonians, one of my favorite places to be. Of course, New Testament anywhere, but Thessalonians, I really like it. We're going to read Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5. And before we open the word here and go to it, let's have a word of prayer this morning. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day you've given us to come and gather around your word. Father, what a precious thing this is to have a place to come to, family to gather with, to feed our hungry souls, Lord, as you've brought Brother Dale here this day, Lord, to fulfill this need and this ministry, Lord, to manifest you here on this earth this day, Father. Bless all those that couldn't make it here today, Father, Brother Collie and Brother Doherty and all of the ones there. And I ask you to just touch and bless each one, Brother Dick, and the one just not here today, Lord, just be with them and bless them in a special way and speak to their heart. And Father, I ask you to just touch and bless that ministry around the world, that little bride that's in foreign fields that don't have all the luxuries that we have here, Father. Just touch them and bless each one of them. Stand them up straight, Father God, and bless them with all your might and glory. We ask now, Father, as we go to the opening of your word, we just ask that each one here today be blessed in a special way. And Lord, just touch every heart here today, Father. Forgive us of our sins, Lord God, and just send down your Holy Spirit to bless this service this day. We ask it in your precious name, Jesus Christ. Amen. First Thessalonians 5. But of the times and the souls, brethren, ye have not need that I write unto you. For when they shall say, peace and safety, and sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail a woman with child, and they shall not escape.
But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day shall overtake you as a thief.
Ye are all children of the light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunkard is drunken in the night.
But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, for none in the hope of salvation.
Amen. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also ye do.
And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and are over you the Lord, and admonish you.
And to esteem them highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men.
Rejoice evermore.
Pray without ceasing.
In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God by Christ Jesus concerning you.
Quench not the spirit.
Despise not prophesying.
Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. And every God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and your soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brethren, pray for us.
Bring all the brethren to the holy gifts.
I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all holy brethren. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ you. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated.
Amen. I tell you, that whole chapter, it should equip you every day when you go out into this world. It tells you who you are, the children of the light, and how to comfort and support and be patient. And then, you know, this is one of my favorite scriptures here. We had it written on the board of the house. If you ever want to know the will of God, it tells you right here, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and in every thing give thanks. Amen. You should always give the Lord thanks, good or bad. All things work together for his glory. Amen. Let's turn to page 663 in the Spiral Songbook. When pangs of death seize on my soul, unto the Lord I cry, till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. Jacob in the days of old, I wrestled with the Lord. An instant with a courage bold, I stood upon his word. You standing on his word? I would not be denied. Satan said my Lord was gone and would not hear my prayer. But praise the Lord, the work is done, and Christ the Lord is here. Hallelujah. I would not be turn to page 98 and sing this song while the Sunday school classes are coming up. Amen. I tell you, for those who love the Lord, loves his appearing, amen, and loves his coming, we're looking for that great day when we'll see him in the air. I am watching for the coming of the glad millennial day when Lord shall come and catch his waiting bride away. Oh, my heart is filled with rapture as I labor, watch, and pray. For our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound a thousand years, we'll have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Jesus will will be the answer to a sorrow's cry. For the knowledge of the Lord shall fill the earth, the sea, and sky. God shall take away all sickness, the suffering tears will dry, when our Savior shall come back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound, 1,000 years we'll have no tempter then, and Jesus shall come back to earth again. Yes, the ransom of the Lord shall come to Zion with a joy, and in his holy mountain nothing hurt or shall destroy. Perfect peace shall reign in every heart, in love without alloy. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound, 1,000 years we'll have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Then the pain and sorrow, pain and death of his dark world shall cease, in a glorious reign with Jesus of 1,000 years of peace. All the earth is groaning, crying for the day of sweet release. For our Jesus shall come back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. We'll be bound, 1,000 years we'll have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Let's sing that last verse. Then the sorrow, and in sorrow, pain, and death of this dark world, in a glorious reign with Jesus of 1,000 years of peace. All the earth is groaning, crying for the day. Are you looking forward to that? Jesus shall come back to earth again. Let's all stand. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. We shall be bound, 1,000 years we'll have no tempter then. Jesus shall come back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound, 1,000 years, no. Oh, after Jesus shall come back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound, 1,000 years, we'll have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Amen. That should put a smile on every believer's face to know that we are not only seeing him in his coming, but there's going to be a day that no sin will have to tempt us, and we'll all be one in him, just praising him for eternity. Amen. Let's change the order of the service before the Dale comes.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, for I want to see you. Oh, Jesus, I want to see you. So open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see the blessing of you. Yes, I want to see you.
Amen.
To see you high and lifted up,
shining in the light of your glory. Amen. Pour out your power and love as we sing. Holy, 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 holy. Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your loving love as we sing. Holy, holy, holy. Amen. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Amen. And I want to see you. Amen and amen. I want to see him, don't you? Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. If you'd like to turn in your scriptures, let's turn to Colossians 3 and Ephesians 4. Colossians 3, Ephesians 4. Good to see the Durettes back.
Amen.
Glad to have them back safe and sound. I guess that island went up over there because Wade and them left, and all the Durettes left over the Philippines. That island probably raised up and sunk over here. Hasn't
home,
it?
Right, Brother John.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. But good to see you back. All right. Brother Boyd's class will be practicing at 12:50 today, so remember that as the announcement. Amen. Remember now. We'll be having Bible study first Saturday in April, so remember that. And then the festival is the, what, 12th, 13th? 13th? Okay, 13th. Festival is the 13th, so make sure you get everything together for the kids and just we have a good time fellowshipping together and just sitting around and eating and fellowshipping and eating and fellowshipping. And we went up last night, and there's about 20 of us went last night up to a place, and we ate steak till we all got full, and some of them brought some of them back, but I didn't bring any of mine back. I carried it within me back, but I didn't carry it in the box. It's all, it was real good. We had a good time, just all the brothers fellowshipping and all. Amen. So any other announcements, we will try to get through, if we can, today on part. And if we can, we'll have questions and answers on Wednesday night. So if you got any questions about what I've been talking on, write them down and give them to me, and we'll try our best to cover them, okay? Father, we thank you for this day and your grace. Thank you for your love and understanding of us. Thank you for Calvary. And we pray that you would just guide each one now. Thank you for bringing all of these safe home, Lord, from their work and their doings and their missionary work and things. We thank you for your love and grace. We ask you now to have your way. Forgive our sins. Just remember the sick among us. Remember Brother Collie, our Lord, having a little problem with his heart and not feeling too good today. So just bless. Remember all the others and let your love and grace be with each one of us. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go to Colossians 3, and we'll begin reading with verse 9 down through verse 11. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. See, if we put them off, we don't need to be lying to nobody, right? Because that's not part of us, okay? You see what he's saying? And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all and in all. All right. Now, let's go to Ephesians 4. We'll start reading at verse 4. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Amen. He's kind of a little southern, isn't he? In you all. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. I like Paul in that. He's he just gets the point across. Amen. So, all right. Now we've been on this thought of talking about God being all in all, coming down through to speak on, you know, these points, because I want you to see that and follow me in the way that I try to present what I'm doing. And my point is to see how that we believe firmly in one true and living God.
Amen.
All right. And Jesus is his name. That's just enough to solve the whole thing, but we believe in one true and living God. We don't, God had many manifestations. All right. You can say, well, is it necessary that we understand, say about one God and the truth of the Bible? And you'd say, well, is it necessary that we go through and understand the one God? Because he knows who he is. You ever heard people say it like that? Well, then why don't we just go tear up the Bible, throw it away, and just say what we want to say, because he knows who he is. Did you listen to that? See, your point is, well, you'd say, well, do we need to know these things about the Bible? Because he knows who he is. Well, my point is, do we need to do anything right in the Bible if we're going that way? Because he knows who he is. So what does it matter? You know, let's just eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow we die. But I'm not in that way. I'm one firm believer in one thing. If God can keep his Bible straight, and I believe he has, all right, we don't believe in any contradictions that's within it.
Amen.
We believe in man in contradictory.
Amen.
But there's no contradictions in the Word of God.
Amen.
All right, now, I'm saying it this way. I believe he can keep it straight. Now, if he can't keep it straight, are you listening? I believe God has kept it straight and it's right.
Amen.
But if he can't keep it straight, we need to find us another God.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just plain language. That's not throwing on nobody or no stones at nothing, but just telling it like it is. If he can't keep his word straight, he's not God.
Right.
Well, we've had man to do this. I don't care what man to do or what. It's whether or not it's revealed to you anyway. So you have to believe it and see whether God is made known or revealed. Because see, we read there in Paul in the Ephesians where he says there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all.
Amen.
Well, that's not Trinitarianism.
No.
There's just one true and living God.
Amen.
And God has manifested himself, and that's what I'm trying to get you to follow, a line of understanding the Godhead more than just quotes from Brother Branham of a statement of this or that or the other. It's to get you to see back in your Bible and read your Bible and study your Bible.
Amen.
To see God all the way down through.
Amen.
The same God, the Jehovah of the Old Testament, as we call it, is Jesus of the New.
Amen.
Right? Because he's just the one true and living God.
Right. Amen.
All right? See, then being that God, then we watch him as he unveils himself. And Brother Branham does it in such a masterpiece of terminologies, because, you know, he was seventh grade education, but that we don't believe in being ignorant, but we don't believe in going over the other way. We believe that God can speak to anyone.
Amen.
Paul was a great, very intelligent man. You know, the greatest of all intelligence of the time under Gamaliel and those that had the great understanding, and it was fine. And he had a great knowledge, all right? But yet he said, I count everything that I've ever learned to be dung, that I may win Christ. In other words, he said, if I don't have Christ living within me, all of my intelligence is worth nothing. All right? Now, So we don't lean over here to say, well, we can't understand. Neither do we go over this way, say, well, we don't need to understand because we all were so smart. No, we need a revelation from God. Because that's the only way you can ever be saved. You're not saved just because you join a church or recite a creed or believe a code of rules or a doctrinal issue, you know, or anything because you can do this. No, you're saved by grace through faith, that not of works, lest it be, you know, in vain. It would totally be in vain to try to make anything out of works. Because once you get something working here and it's going, the devil's going to cut that off. You'll start on something else, so it won't do no good. All right. But trying to get the thought across to where we can follow it throughout the Bible. Okay? Now, then we've been on the point of studying it for quite a little bit, that the prophet used the terminologies like this. He said, God came in three sons' name. Son of man. Son of God, son of David. All right. Now, that will cover the entire journey of the Bible. And see, we don't need something else to place within it. We just need understanding or clarification to our understanding. All right. Because the Bible says even the eternal Godhead can be understood by the things that we see. All right. I'm a human. I'm a son. You know, I had a dad. You know, I'm a pastor of a church. I'm a retired General Motors employee. I'm all kind of titles, but only have one name. And in doing that, then I don't have to worry about confusing something. You say, yeah, but Jesus was Almighty God in human flesh, amen, or else he lied. Right. Now, he was either that or he lied. And that's my point. If we can't keep things straight to know God and to understand God, then we need to just throw away everything we got. Because we can't go to the intellect to try to figure it out, but neither do we need to go to stupidity to try to pass it all. Amen. We need to believe what God says in his word.
Amen.
All right. He said, I'm God and I change not.
Amen.
All right. Jesus said, I come in my Father's name. Well, those things are simple if we listen to it. I'm a Dale. Why? Because my daddy was a Dale. That's simple. You know, if he'd have been a Jones, I'd have been a Jones. That's, you know, it's no problem. All right. See, he said, I come in my Father's name. Well, his Father's name had to be Jesus. Because that's the only name God ever had.
Amen.
All right. Then think about what we're saying. That if he came in three sons' name, Son of Man would cover the entire Old Testament, the prophets, and their speaking. And then he would have to come up on earth, and in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, as I've tried to cover, he would have to come and make himself known. So he never declared himself openly, publicly to mankind as the Son of God, because he was not manifesting that at the time. He declared himself as Son of Man. All right. And see, he had to give his life, release that was within him, which was the Spirit of Almighty God, the very soul, spirit, being of God dwelt in, because the Bible said in him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. All right. So then when he released that, he was able to come back on the church on the day of Pentecost and could be made manifest as the Holy Spirit coming into the people and giving his own life.
Amen.
All right. So now there's where you change dispensations or thoughts or whatever you want to call it, but keep the same person.
Amen.
The same person that was living on earth in a human flesh that we call Jesus, in a few days was living in a group of people called the Bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Same God.
Amen.
Not a different one. Oh, yeah, but you just don't understand, Brother Dale, that we understand all of this, like I said. And we either take what God says or we forget it.
Amen.
because there's no need of playing with things. It's to say in the right order and keep it. All right. Well, see, down through the age, we call the church ages or time from Pentecost to where we are now. It's been Son of God. Okay. Now, see, then the next stage that we take a trip to would have been, as we went through, would be the millennial reign, which is to the Jews, and that Son of David, which was promised to David that his son would sit on his throne. Well, his natural son is Solomon. But that wasn't the promise. It was the promise that Jesus Christ would sit on the throne in the millennial reign. All right? And that would be to where that we could see him as Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. All right. Now, in between there, we saw the mystery part. I'll get to this, and then we'll move on to the different. We saw the part that something has to happen. Because how can you go from Son of God, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is to the Gentiles, nations, which Gentiles means nations. I don't mean a Jew can't be saved. A Jew can be saved in this dispensation. Anybody can be saved in this dispensation that accepts Jesus Christ. Because that's why it's called a Gentile. It means nations all over. All right. See, then the nations can come forth and receive. But then when he turns back to the Jews, that's an entirely new group of people. So you're going from Son of God to Son of David. And see, that won't work. So we went through, brought all the things down to where we could understand that God, just in the last part, he kept promising it. In the days when the Son of Man, he said, would be revealed. He said, who do man say, I the Son of Man am? They said, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, flesh and blood didn't reveal that unto thee. But my Father said, I'll build my church on that. All right? On who he was. But he said, one day I'll come back. Because we believe in a restoration. We believe in Joel that I will restore all things. Well, see, there stood on earth God in human flesh. You say, well, what do you expect in the last days, Brother Dale? I expect God to be living in human flesh. Not one person. No, not one person. In the body of Jesus Christ, the bride, the church, as you would call it in some of your terminologies, the bride of Christ would be actually become to that it could take a change of these bodies. We're going to have something cause this to be changed. But if not, we just keep on dying. Well, so then to fulfill the scripture, see, we line up Son of Man, Son of God, come back just a little bit in the end time as Son of Man. And then Son of David. And like I said, I wrote this word, like I said, you say, do we need to understand this point? Well, we don't need to understand the Bible, then let's throw it away. Right? I mean, if we don't need to understand it, let's throw it away. It's not a good book to live by. You know what I'm talking about. This book's hard to live by. Right? They couldn't do it in the Old Testament. And we sure can't do it now. So we don't go by something we can do or live by. We go by what he can do or what he can make us. All right. See, then, is it important to understand? Is it important to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Or why not go back to the Catholic Church and take the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? Because that's where it come from. All right. 325 A.D., you started picking it up. 606, you started all of those times back there, and then you started changing things. I can show you according to your own dictionary where it says the Catholic Church changed it and made it Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Because I didn't even want Jesus said. He said, baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. That's not three names. That's Lord Jesus Christ. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus Christ. All right. So we're getting the point now to get it. Is it important to understand? Well, why is it in the Bible if it's not important to understand? Yeah, but you don't think we can understand everything. No, but we can understand what we can.
Right.
We don't have no right to deny any of it that's true.
Right.
So we follow it. So then you got three sons' names, Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. Everything that God reveals to mankind is made known through those three titles or thoughts.
Amen.
Right? Everything is in that. Taking you all away because there was Almighty God, as I said, come through the Old Testament, showing himself through the prophets and the things that was taking place.
Right.
Then he comes into human flesh, and then he gives that life to where that life can come back into you and me or through the church on the day of Pentecost. And as it did, then he's living in us. Paul said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He said, the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God.
Amen.
Like I said a moment ago, he was blunt. He was a smart, very highly educated man.
Yes, amen.
But he said, I count that to be dung.
Yeah, right.
You know, that I may win Christ. Amen. That I may have Christ living within me.
Amen.
He said, because that's what I want, is Christ to be made known.
Amen.
That should be the goal or thought of any Christian. It doesn't matter who you are, a child or, you know, children or what.
Amen.
If you're going to claim to be a Christian, we'll be trying to live like one.
Amen.
Not live like the devil and claim to be Christians. Because that's not the point. All right. But now we came down to the point of what? That he is to return in the last days from according to Malachi 4.
Amen.
According to Luke 17:30. In the day when the Son of Man would be revealed.
Amen.
All right. God coming back to live upon this earth the way he started out, the way he wanted.
Right.
To come back as the full Word.
Amen.
A full restoration would come.
Amen.
And it would bring forth and show us that the hour that we're living would come up to be to where this end time message was sent. To show Thessalonians, see that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout,
amen,
voice of an archangel and a trumpet. The dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain will be changed. The whole thing is in the Bible under one of those terms.
Amen.
Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David.
Amen.
Right. See, then we tried to pick it up into a higher form of understanding, see, to where we can see the day that we're living, we're in a period of time that we're fixing to change dispensations.
Amen.
Because God is going to leave the Gentile dispensation very shortly.
Yep.
That ain't no time elements. I said that 50 years ago. I ain't talking like that. I'm just saying it, that he will change dispensations one day, and he'll turn back to the Jews according to the Bible. Because that's what the Word says, all right? He'll turn back to them. Once he turns back to them, then the Gentiles will be over with.
Yeah.
All right? But see, finding ourselves in the Word to see what's taking place. Okay? Seeing the hour that we're living. And seeing how that God wants to live in his people.
Yeah.
That we read there in the Scripture. That God may be all and in all. Now, that doesn't mean everybody in the world. See, now, well, you got the Bible. See, that's where people don't understand. They don't think. See, in other words, I can tell you, the Bible says everybody's going to be saved. Where's that at? It said that God may be all and in all. Well, you mean that? No. That's not what it's saying. It's not saying that everybody in the world will be saved. You say, well, I just read it. Yeah. But you read it from your human terminologies or thoughts. That you just read words off a page. The all of God will be saved, yes. All who are his children. All who accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. truly do now, not make believe or truly accept Jesus Christ as their Savior, then that's the all of God. All of them will be saved. But not everybody in the world. See, that's what it's saying. It's a point I'm trying to get you to look at. We say, well, I'm telling you what the Bible says. The Bible says all is going to be saved. Yeah, but your human terminologies of your mind, you ought to have plain sense enough to know that ain't right. But if you're doing that away, what's any purpose of anything? It's not saying what we think it is. See, just like I was saying there a moment ago. See, the Bible, Jesus said, baptize in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. You say, what did he say? He said, in the scriptures, in my name, or in the name, singular, of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. What is the name singular? Father, Lord, Jesus was Son, and Christ is the anointed one to come and live in us. So how do we baptize? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yeah, but you're not doing what the Bible said. Yes, I am.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
But the world system is not taking what the Bible says. They're taking how they read that.
Amen.
Like a man said at work one day, he said, and I'm not against Catholic, I just use words, all right? And he said, you're saying that the Catholics baptize wrong. I said, well, according to the Bible, is all I'm saying. And he said, how many Catholics are there in the world? I said, I don't know. Millions and millions and millions, you know. And he said, you mean they're all wrong and you're right? I said, no, they're all wrong. The Bible's right. I said, that ain't got nothing to do with whether I'm right or wrong. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about what the Bible says. Well, it says Father, Son, Holy Ghost. That's true. Lord Jesus Christ is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I don't have no money in the bank, but got a little bit. If anybody needs a couple $100, I'll write you a check to give it to you, you know, for a little money. You say, what are you getting at? Because it ain't going to be no good if I don't put a name on it. I can put titles, pastor. I can put this. I can put GM employee. I can put all kind of titles. But if I don't sign that name, that check ain't going to be no good. Well, that's the way the Bible is. If we don't take what the Bible says, then we don't have to worry about the rest of it. They don't need to be concerned if we're not going to believe it as being God's word. In other words, my point is, if I don't believe enough to know that God that created the world, and I believe he did, you know, right? I believe he created the world. I believe he brought everything into being. If he's not able to keep his word straight, then we need to go out in the universe somewhere and find us another God. Yeah, you're just silly. No, you're the one that's silly. I'm just telling it like it is. We need to find another God if he can't keep his word. But see, he's always kept it. It's always been true. So we follow what he says. All right. See, then the Bible is not revealing many gods. Because see, we take that, and I know I come from the Baptists. I'm not throwing no stones. But we taught that he was co-equal and co-eternal. God in three persons. Well, now how can he be co-eternal? If it's Father, Son, Holy Ghost, one of them is supposed to be older than the other one. One's supposed to create the other two or something, some idea. Well, see, my point of what I'm getting at is either we believe the Bible or we don't believe it.
Amen.
Yeah. And then we follow it, and the prophet didn't come to teach us something contrary to the Bible. He came to just show us what the Bible was plainly saying. Because that's what Paul was doing, to show us what it was saying. All right. So now he comes in three sons' name. He comes as Son of Man all the way down through the Old Testament, then through the gospel writings of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the life of Christ. Then he wasn't seen as Son of Man down through the church ages. He was seen as Son of God, which is the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
The new birth coming into the heart of mankind.
Amen.
But to come back in the end time just for a little bit, the prophet said, in between, we gave you these quotes, in between the Son of God and the Son of David, he comes back for a little while as Son of Man.
Amen.
Because that would come back to give us hopes of a change of these bodies and things that we could have a hope in this day.
Amen.
Because it would be a restoration back to the original God that walked on the shores of Galilee. All right. Not Brother Branham. See, we don't believe in that. We're not. That goes so far until it ain't even worth talking about. Somebody said, do y'all believe Brother Branham was God?
No.
I told him up there a man was standing in Jeffersonville one day, and he said, we're talking about Brother Branham being God. I said, you know, this. I said, listen. I said, I'll talk to you about deity if you'll talk to me about it. He was trying to say Brother Branham was deity and everything. I said, if you'll go with me, I'll go with you, because I want to ask you one question. Any born-again believer has deity living inside of them, which is Christ.
Amen.
I said, you agree? He said, yeah. I said, all right. Now, if you'll tell me, and I pointed over, I said, if you'll tell me that brother there has the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and he's just as much deity as Brother Branham was, then I'll go along with you. He said, no way. I said, goodbye. Because I didn't have no more time to be fooling around. See, he was saying Brother Branham was deity. We don't believe in that. No. Uh-uh. There's only one true and living God.
Amen.
If you try to make deities out of it, you're breaking the scriptures and everything else. No. But we believe God's word is to be fulfilled in our day. All right? Because see, then, when you change dispensations here in the last days, which as I said a moment ago, nobody knows when. We're not talking about that. But there will be a time come that God will go back to the Jews to fulfill the scripture.
Right.
All right? And to bring those people out of the Jews back into the lineage lineup.
Amen.
And as he does, he'll be revealing himself to them the same way he reveals himself to me and you.
Amen.
Okay? Because he'll go through two prophets. They call out to 144,000, right? Those two prophets. That will be the Son of Man standing on earth in his last two witnesses that he brings on earth. And he'll bring that word and they'll see Christ.
Amen.
And they then must accept that Christ as they see it. So it'll go from Son of Man, Son of God. And then those two witnesses will tell them after they've received the word and the things for their day to give them life. All right. Those two prophets will explain something amazing to those Jews that they wouldn't have today for nothing in the world. They'd kill you if you try to talk to them about it. But to tell them that they missed the point of children of God.
Amen.
When they turn Jesus Christ down, see, they miss that.
Amen.
When he goes to those Jews, all of this has got to be explained to them.
Right.
And they'll realize that a Gentile group of people come in and fill the kingdom.
That's right.
All right.
Amen.
See, then they pull apart and weep and everything else according to fulfilling the scriptures because they are become the people of God,
Amen.
Which will be eunuchs to the bride. We know the whole story, all right? And see, then it'll be told him, said, you missed that.
Yep.
You missed that Son of Man that Gentile dispensation took and believed it.
Right.
That God could speak to mankind and not just speak to him by a prophet,
yes.
But yet he could come in and make that people a prophetic people.
Yes. Amen.
What? A prophetic people?
Yeah.
Well, why not? We're the children of God. Why don't you believe that if you being a child of God, you have eternal life living in you, right?
Amen.
By the new birth. You've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, right? and by having Christ living in you, then why don't you accept the fact of what he's made you? Trying to explain what? That God may be all in all. Bringing it in this day to an understanding that what we see the future. Look how marvelous it is. Like I said, you think it ain't going to be a shock to those Jews when they realize one day that they crucified their Messiah? The Bible says they'll pull apart and cry for days. Why? Because they realize. They realize not only did they reject Jesus Christ, they rejected him as being Almighty God. Turned him down. And that they've been under judgment ever since then, which they called down on themselves. Because remember, when he told us, let his blood be on us. Well, it's been on the Jews ever since. But see, those Jews one day will see what's taking place. And when they do, then they'll have a change of the body. Then they'll have a resurrection because they're all going to be killed according to the book of Revelation. The beast is going to kill all of them. All right. And when it does, then they're going to raise up. The same redemption we get, we all wind up in the millennium together. That's what I love about it. I love the way the prophet said it. Whatever puts the Jews in the millennium will put you and I in the millennium. Well, what puts the Jews in the millennium? Accepting Jesus Christ and knowing and realizing the point that they've lost or turned down and accepting him to be their Savior and Redeemer and see that he's already brought the bride through and took her in. Yeah. So then we're not going to to us it doesn't matter in the millennium. He'll be sitting on the throne of David. We'll be sitting around him, but we don't have to have anything to do with that part. We were there on the honeymoon. That's the best way to say it. Amen. That's as good a thought as anybody could get out of it. The bride's got a time there that she can, through the millennial reign, that she can walk in the garden of God. Amen. And like I told you, you got a job to do. We're supposed to be living examples of Christianity, right? That others may see Christ living in us. You realize when we're in that millennial reign, we'll be able to explain to those Jews what all of those things meant. You realize, according to the scripture, that there'll be a millennium temple to be built in the millennium. And being there in the millennium in that temple, not a temple to offer sacrifices. No. But it'd be the temple sitting there that you can explain to them Jews what they missed. Mm-hmm. Well, see, there's not going to be no temple in the future home. Because the Lord and the Lamb are the temple there. There ain't going to be no night. There ain't going to no day inside the city. Because the Lamb is the light. You think it's hard to understand? Let me say it to you this way. You realize one of these days there's going to be no need of the moon, the stars, the sun. In the future home, there'll be no need of that. Why? Because the Lamb, the Bible said, is the light. Well, how can one man be enough to light the world? You get in a dark room and strike a match. Right? You know, it don't matter how dark it is. I mean, you can be 500 feet underground. Josh, one time we went down to McMinnville up there and went under all that stuff. Two or three slept about between 200 and 300 feet underground. But you know what? We was really happy to keep a flashlight. And you had an extra one. Just in case that didn't work. Because once you got in there so far, there wasn't no turnaround coming back. And you certainly didn't want to turn off on one of them side roads. They cautioned you that. Said, don't turn right or left. Said, just go straight as much as you can. And sometimes you'd walk up against a wall and you'd be standing there like this in a big old wall. And you look up, you look around with your flashlight, and there's nowhere to go. You look down at the floor, and there's a little place about this big, about like that. You got to go through that hole. Well, I didn't have quite as much as I got now, but I made it through. But my point of what you're saying, that little light, you realize there won't need be no need of a light in that city, because everywhere he's at will be daylight.
Amen.
There won't be no moon, won't be no stars, won't be no sun in the future home. Now, in the millennium, there will be. Because it'll have dates and times and seasons and things in the millennium.
Amen.
But in the future home, you won't have it.
Amen.
This is what I said. You think it's hard to understand a lot of that. Can you understand? Can you fathom one person standing in a world system could light it every bit up? My God can.
Amen.
Whether yours can make it or not, mine can.
Amen.
And you know what? He put that in me. So everywhere I go,
yeah,
that God may be all and in all.
Amen.
As I was trying to end up there the other day on the message, trying to understand all in all, do you realize if that scripture is correct, then God is living in you? We say he's the light of the world. The scripture says you're the light of the world. Come on, read your Bible. Scripture says you're the light of the world. The scripture said in him there's no darkness. Well, if there's no darkness, then everywhere he goes is light. Well, everywhere you go is light. And not lightning bulbs, you know, flashing, because they ain't going to be turning the fire on and all.
Yeah.
You know. See, we try to say, well, we don't understand a lot of the Bible. It's plain.
That's right.
If we just believe it.
Right.
In him, there's no darkness. Well, if there's no darkness, everywhere he's at would have to be light.
Right.
That's sensible. Won't be no light bulbs and Georgia Power trying to run the whole thing. And, it just be the Bible fulfilled. But it says there in Revelation 22, you have no need of the sun. You have no need of those things. Why? Because he's the light.
Amen.
Well, if he's the light, then if he's living in you, what does that make you? Do you realize that the only way you can see Jesus Christ is by looking at someone else that's making that manifest?
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Yeah, but I just believe this, I believe that. No. Somebody helped you or directed you, led you, opened the word unto you, talked to you about Jesus Christ, preached to you.
Amen.
Mama holding you, rocking you, telling you about it. Just think about Moses' mother. How God worked that all out, right? They needed a nurse, a wet mother, you would call it. Because they didn't have bottles and stuff like that, you know. So they got a wet mother to take care of it. Well, who was the wet mother that took care of Moses? Moses' little sister said, I know a wet mother where I can go get her. I know somebody that can let that child nurse and raise it. Went over there and got Moses' own mother. God worked the whole thing out, didn't he?
Amen. That's right.
To the surprise of the Egyptians, he put him right in,
yep,
to where that he could come out to be ruler.
Amen.
And just think about her sitting there every day rocking him. You're not the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He never raised up thinking about that he belonged to Pharaoh. We see the movies, but remember, movies ain't according to the Bible. They're according to selling to people to get them to come to the movie, you know. I mean, you see these movies, you think about a third of it is right. maybe the country they're putting it in about the only thing that's any good. Right? Here she sat there all day, you know. You're not the son of Pharaoh's daughter. You're an Israelite. And one day, you're going to be ruler. Little fella all of his life raised up listening to that. She opened the light of the word to him. And he just stood on it when he got to the time that he needed it. Yeah, but Brother Dale, I saw the movie. That's what I mean. About the best thing out of the Ten Commandments that you can get anything out of it is where they're writing on the Ten Commandments and turned out and it burned out and put the commandments out. All the rest of it is somebody's idea of what this was or that was. You know. Like I've always said, you tell me how come Pharaoh, when Moses come back after, they done run him out and he comes back up. Why didn't that king just say, cut his throat? He's afraid of him. Because he knew who he was. He's afraid he'd cause insurrection, raise up against him, take over. Why didn't the king just say, cut his throat? See, God had so placed it until they had to agree with everything. All right, listen to what I'm saying. So then, the all in all, all in all, with one little part of the scripture that Jesus said at that day, you'll know that I'm in the Father, and you and me, and I and you. Like I've always preached to you, it's easy to understand what Jesus is saying when he's saying, I and you. Right? Because by the new birth, he comes with inside of us. But explain the other where he says, and you and me.
Amen.
That's what he said. He said, I and you, you and me. He said, at that day, you'll understand. The day of this revelation. You'll understand it's I and you and me.
Amen.
That ain't even good sense. Boy, you're strong talking about the Bible. I ain't talking about the Bible that way. The Bible's right. The only way you'll ever understand the Bible is to some way find out who you are and what you're doing here. Then you'll begin to understand. See, when Jesus said, I and you, that was the easy. That's the new birth that comes and lives in us as the, making us the children of God. But what about you and me? How could we be part of God? Because that's what it's saying. I and you, we understand that, right? But you and me, we wasn't back there with him when he walked the shores of Galilee. We wasn't there with him when he was in life. But when you think about that he could be all and in all and in all. I explained that a minute ago. It's not everybody going to be saved. All and in all that is saved. Because all that's saved are part of God. You say, wait just a minute now. Well, do you have, listen now, do you have the new birth? A simple language. I said the other day, you know, your head going this way or that way is going to tell which way you are. All right. So if you have eternal life, if you have the new birth, whatever you want to call it, new birth, salvation, born again experience, whatever your terminologies you want to use, do you have the new birth? Well, then you got Christ living in you.
Amen.
So Jesus was right.
Yep.
I'm going to come and live in you. And said, when I put my life in you, you're going to be me made manifest. Is that not what the children of God are? Are we not his offspring? Is that not what Paul was doing on Mars Hill? When he got up there talking to them, and they had a little inscription there, said to the unknown God. Because they had all kind of idols and things set up, you know. But then in case they missed somebody, they just made one little space and said, just in case we miss some God somewhere, because that was their idea, they studied the gods. That just in case, that we'll put one right here. Paul said, now listen. He said, I want you to know that's the God I want to talk to you about. He said, I want to talk to you about the God that's living in me. Oh, it's easy to talk about the God that walked the shores of Galilee and the God of this and the universe and the different thing. But what about when you talk about the God that's living in you? Well, I just don't understand. I don't understand. All right. I'll talk with you on that if you'll just explain to me what I said a while ago. How can God himself stand in the future home and then need no light? Because he is the light. You'll explain that to me. We won't have no problem with the other. Because all you got to do is take that light and put it in another vessel. Right? We sang that song, This Little Light of Mine, I Want to Let It Shine. Because you're the light of the world. The only way people can see Jesus Christ is see him in you. Right? Well, I read it in the book. Well, who wrote the book? Come on, don't be that way with me. You say, well, I didn't hear nobody tell about it. I read the Bible. Well, you read what somebody wrote. You can't come to God without somebody helping you. Uh-huh. See, that God may be all in all. Now we're coming to the point of what I'm trying to say. What? At that day, you'll understand. It's I and you. It's easy to understand. He gave his life. He comes and lives in us. And you and me. Now, how can that be understood about you and me? You can understand it by the life of God coming and living in you. By the new birth. Then Paul said, it's not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. See, that way you can see the all and in all. God is in all of those that are born again. You can't be born again without God coming and living in you. You're not a Christian because you join a church, quote a creed, or believe a doctrine or an idea. Come on, we're in this people, we call them end time message. You know yourself, the biggest portion of them think they're saved because they believe what the prophet said. Then you try to explain to them what the prophet said, and they go haywire. But they think they're saved just because they believe the prophet. Well, I believe the prophet. We'll just quote the scripture to them. Why is it now they're on the internet trying their best to destroy this message? The people that used to preach this message. Where are they talking about I and you? And you and me. I want to know how we can be a part of God. That's simple to me. You just get born again. And when you get born again, you take the life of Christ. Right? That puts God in you. So I and you and you and me. I made a way, he's saying, for you to become my children. And said, I've come now to live in you. That it may be all and in all. In all that are born again. Like I was saying there the other day about it. You know, we think about the devil being smart. He wasn't smart. He had one man to face when Jesus was in the world. Had he left him alone and went off and let him go, he'd never had but one to face. But he done what he thought was right and what he could do, show how good. He got everything together and tried to get him killed. By getting him killed, he wound up with 120 little Christ, the first whack. Then he had 3,000 the next. He'd have been better off if he hadn't touched nobody, hadn't touched the Lord Jesus. But he couldn't do that. Because he was a destroyer. He was trying to destroy the channel. But he made way. You see, that's where we try to blame this, blame that. We try to blame the crucifixion of Jesus on the Jews. No. It was my sin that put him on the cross. It wasn't Jews that put him on the cross. It was my sins. You realize that he would have died if it had just been one person that would have accepted him. He would have died for that one person as well as he would for the millions that he did die for. Because that's our loving Savior. He made a way to come and live in us. He started out back there in Genesis trying to contact man and live with him. But man just kept pulling away, going after his own ideas. He went so far away until they finally crucified the very God of glory that stood on this earth. But you realize, too, that if that hadn't happened, you wouldn't be a Christian today. You wouldn't be a Christian today without the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why he wasn't Jew nor Gentile. He was Almighty God. His DNA wouldn't have matched nobody in the world because he was Almighty God. Either that or he's the biggest liar there is. See, no, we believe in it. All right? But by believing in it, do you realize that he's in all? He's in all those down through time that has accepted him as their Savior. Amen. He lived in mankind all the way through. That's what he's wanting to do now. Amen. Live in you and me. That we can show the world him living. Is that the purpose of a Christian? Right. You realize that he died in our place? You realize that all he wants us to do is to die. You remember the Jim Jones outfit down there, you know, where there all those people died because of his philosophy. The man at work asked his brother, said, "Does Sam there, said, does he ever try to get you to kill yourself?" He said, "Every time he preaches, he's beating on me, trying his best to kill me. Because if he can kill me, I can be made alive in Christ. Because that should be our goal all the way through. That God may be all." Do you understand the scriptures now? That God may be all. And he's in all. He's in all born again believers. All of them are his children, his offspring. And has given us an opportunity to be a part of that. A part of that kingdom. And it'll wind up one of these days. We finish all here in this world. Then we'll see what the all in all really means. Because that's where it'll be. You realize when we get there, that will be the all of God. Amen. We may not understand a lot of things, but when we get there, we'll understand. Amen. But it looks like we ought to be able to understand a little bit here. Amen. If we're his children. Amen. Come on, I've told you how I am on lights and I mean lines and things. It wouldn't matter to me if I found out that I wasn't born to Dale. Then my real name was Jones or something else. And I could get millions of dollars by going and accepting the fact of being a Jones. You don't believe me. You don't believe what I'm fixing to say. But if I was offered millions of dollars to change my name to a Jones and, you know, deny my family, I'll die a pauper. Because I ain't going to sell out my birthright. My daddy and mama raised me. Dad died when I was about 4. Mom raised me, a baby of 13. She raised me. You think I'd deny that and change my name to Jones just because of a few million dollars I could get in my pocket? You say, you're stupid. No, I'm crazy. I'm just crazy enough to, you better believe it, I'd do it. Because money don't mean that nothing. We got to have it to live. But it don't mean a thing to me. Sold my house. You've heard me tell the story. Sold it to my nephew. My brother come along and offered me $5,000 profit to sell it to him. He said, you ain't sold it to him yet. I said, no, but he's got my word. I said, I told him he could have it. I said, I don't care what you offer it. We'll never take it away from him because he's done bought it. He said, well, that's just stupid. Might be. That's just the way I am. Because that's the way I am on Christianity. Either the Bible's right or it's not. Either it's the Word of God or it's not the Word of God. Either it's true or it's not true. And it has all the answers. It's like I was talking about. How can all be in all? He's not in all the world. He's in all born-again believers. Simple answer. By being in a born-again believer, then it's simple scripture, right? That Jesus said, I in you and you in me. If we just realize the opportunity as we as Christians that we have in this world. Brother Dale, would you go run for president of the United States? That'd be the biggest shame that could be thought of, to ask me to leave the job I am to try to explain Jesus Christ to you and go be president of a whole world. Yeah, well, but you could be president and you could take over. That's Moses. Now, you got the story? Moses thought he could handle it, right? When they raised up, what did Moses do? He's killed an Egyptian. What did he have when he got through? A stinking dead Egyptian. He didn't have no control of nothing. He was thrown out of the country because he tried himself. And what I love about it, the Bible says that Moses saw the suffering of Christ and desired to stay with that. He could have been the head of Egypt. Come on. He could have took over. But he saw Christ. You say, how did he see it? Because his mom kept telling him, you're not the son of Pharaoh's daughter. You're the deliverer to come to the children of Israel to one day take us out of here. Right? She told him all about it. And one day he realized that. He tried to deliver, but he found out mama's experience wasn't enough. He needed something else. Your mom and dad being a Christian, that's wonderful. Great opportunity to be able to live up in a family like that. But remember, they don't save you. All of Moses' life, he heard he was a deliverer. But all he got was a stinking dead Egyptian. I'm not throwing off on an Egyptian. I'm just making it plain. He got one person. But when he got out there at the burning bush, he said, "No, who are you?" Bush was burning, wouldn't burn up. He said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Moses learned more in 5 minutes in front of the burning bush than he had all of his life in his mother's arms. Next thing you see him, he's headed to Egypt to take over. Right? Knew for certainty that he was facing death. I mean, that's, what would you think if you was out there and done been run off one time? And said, "If you come back, you'll get it." But just get the point. He suffered Christ. He saw that. He saw that he was the deliverer, but that he couldn't do it of his own. So he said, "Now you tell me," to the burning bush, he said, "you tell me who's going to lead him out." He said, "I am that I am." He went to Egypt and delivered Israel from that statement because, see, things had changed. He realized he believed there was a God. From his mother's testimony, he believed in a God of Israel. He could read the hieroglyphics or whatever, the writings of all of those people. He could read all of those things, and it would tell all about what had taken place because they kept records all the way through. But that wasn't enough. But 5 minutes in front of a burning bush, he's got his wife on a donkey and heading to Egypt. Take over. Because he saw what his mama had told him in reality. Now listen to what I'm saying. He believed from mama that I knew. Moses, you're the guy to take them in. It's I and you. God's done this, that, and the other. But when he got to the burning bush, that one in the burning bush spoke and said, "I'm sending you." And remember, the way God does it, if he sends you, then he goes in you. Right? See, that's why there's no fear when you go to these foreign countries and things. If you know God is with you. I told you about there in Jamaica when that guy came in the door. Old straggly thing. Stood and looked around, walked out in the building. Went to the back, come in the door. Walked down in the congregation. Turned and walked back out. Come back around to the first door to come in. Walked right in the congregation. I said, "Now, Lord, yeah, I sure do hope you're with me. Because, you know, I believe you told me to come. So I'm just going to have to believe in you. You know, how would you believe? Because you're saying something could take over." He turned and walked out the door and he went down the street barking like a dog. All kind of things. I turned to the people. I said, after the service over, I said, "Where'd that man come from?" They said, "What man?" You want to go over and ask about it? I said, "The man that walked in that door and come in here, went out, come to the other, walked down the aisles halfway through the church, walked back out, come back, walked in the door again." They said, "We didn't see nobody. We didn't see no man." I said, "Well, I ain't one to mess up my mind. I ain't going to worry about it. I'm just going to believe it. And say, somebody took care of me, because Matt and I would have been in trouble." Come on, musicians. Think about it. That God may be all in all. Ever born again Christian is a little Christ, right? That's what the word means. It means we're little children of God. We're his offspring. We're his children. Come on, children. That's why you need Jesus Christ as your Savior. Then you don't have to worry about all these other things. You need Him in you. Because He'll take care of you. Well, see, finally it's going to have to come. We've got to understand something. Like I said, I'm going to say it again now. When Jesus said, I in you, said in the last days you'll understand it, that I am in you. That's easy to understand because the new birth puts Him inside of us. But then when He said, and you in me, you realize what you have inside of you is a very part of Almighty God. It's a very child of God. It's a part of God Himself living in you, manifesting Himself to the world. Let's stand. What we got, brother? Not, do you know that God? That away. Hear my heart. Why? You have a need, just come. Lord, do not pass me by. Amen. Same yesterday, today, and forever. Why can't we believe it? Mother, you heard our sister. She's asking you to let her die out to herself, that you can live in her. And it could be you and her doing it. She's asking for the neighbor there, Lord. Just be with that. Lord, she's asking for physical healing within her body. We believe you and we thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, our little sister, she's asking for this prayer call for a reason. We send it for that reason, for whatever it is to be taken care of in Jesus' name. Amen. Stay. Anybody else that have a need? In the name of Jesus Christ, you take care of the need here. Take care of little Rebecca, Lord. And all be made well in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody else? You have a need? Satan beats you down to tell you you're not the children of God. Stand up and face him and say, we are. Father, we thank you for this day and the time that we've had. And we know that we're maybe not making ourselves too plain, but we're trying the best we can to get people to see you, Lord. Because it's not what else they can see or who they can find. It's finding you. To live in our hearts and our lives. And to see you as a walking, living example among us by seeing your people, seeing your children. And then that we all want to be like you. And Father, then we can really truly understand that you're living in us and making us to be what you want us to be. Dismiss us, Lord. Give us a time to rest a little and bring Wade back this afternoon to bring the message unto us. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed. You're my I am Lord.
Pass me by.